Britain has a drinking problem. Too many binge drinkers and too many pub brawls. So today, the British government unveiled a solution of sorts, a new beer glass to make going to the pub a little safer. Here's the world's Laura Lynch.
Pint of Foster's, pint of Guinness, please.
Foster's, Guinness, all sorts of lager and ale. Pub owner Shane Reed has them on tap at the Ship Tavern in London. And being a connoisseur of beer, Reed pays a little extra to buy just the right glasses.
Everybody likes a beer with a good head.
These ones.
They're called, I think, Utopia ones. They basically will hold the head to the bottom.
But in someone else's hands, a glass can become a lethal weapon. The British government estimates there are 87,000 violent incidents involving bar glasses each year. Michael Stark had a glass smashed into his face at a bar last November in an unprovoked attack. He lost 6 pints of blood. One side of his face is marked with scars.
When I'm talking to people now, rather than them talking to me, they're looking past me and talking to me. It's made me very conscious of being out in the public because I just feel, you know, everybody is looking at one thing.
Stark was just another victim of growing violence from pub brawls. And the resulting injuries are costing the National Health Service almost $4.3 million a year. That's why the government asked a design firm to create a new glass, the first overhaul for pub glassware since the 1960s. David Kester of the Design Council says the biggest challenge has been to make a glass that will be popular as well as safe, and he thinks he's achieved that.
Same weight, same feel. In fact, there's actually even some enhancements for the drinker. It'll be able to keep your beer colder. And also, apparently, beer drinkers will like this. It will pour better into the glass as well.
There are actually two prototypes. The first is just a regular glass coated with a bioresin that prevents it from breaking into shards. The second is based on car windshields. Two sheets of glass are bonded together with resin to keep them from shattering. This model is still in development, but it's expected to be more durable. It may also cost more. Pubs across Britain have been struggling to survive, so the price matters a lot to pub owner Shane Reed.
If it doesn't cost any more than an ordinary box of glasses, then yeah, give it a go. Why not? It depends. It really is cost is the thing. So if they don't cost any more, fine. But if they do.
As for the notoriously fussy beer drinkers that inhabit these shores, there seems a willingness to try it out, especially if it means trips to the pub won't end in blood and tears.
Hospital bills will go down, plummet if you have, you know, why the hell they sell alcohol in glass, I never know. You don't agree, Joe?
No,
any units will be.
If you go drinking with people like you, I mean, any glass at all.
In the midst of today's focus on fixing beer glasses, there was little talk about new solutions for the larger problem, Britain's growing love affair with booze. No new glass is going to fix that. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.